Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I did check some of the comments on Facebook, and clearly we have our Twitters up, so we saw that as well.
Oh, I haven't checked anything today. I do like checking comments. I had to check with my guy Randy, who's just clinically wrong on Facebook.
And unhinged, and we do like unhinged.
I'm not going to start it. I would say that I would take a lot of joy in going back and forth and after with Randy on Facebook and just telling him where he's so wrong on things. But ultimately, my Facebook is for just really friends and family. And so if I comment on like things like that, then I think people in my life that don't even know that I do sports radio, I think they're just going to think I'm an unhinged human.
You are an unhinged human.
Yeah, but I don't need them to know that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's good. That's a good way to look at it.
Trying to keep the veil up for as long as we can.
But it's interesting that people are either, hell no, he's not a top 10, and how dare anyone say that, and how dare you bring it up, or they're absolutely he's a top 10, and how dare you bring it up. The Stefanski discourse, really, we're getting to a point where there's no Switzerland here. You think this dude has been beset by the Browns, which a lot of national media, as you pointed out in that clip we just played, believes, or you think he's the reason, and maybe even more so than than Andrew Berry, for the Browns' woeful back and forth.
There's got to be a Switzerland, because your response in the beginning suggested that there is a Switzerland. Now maybe
I'm the Switzerland.
As I'm saying, I think there might actually be more
that's why
people
they call me
than
Big
us.
Swiss.
Yeah, well, is that what they call you?
They don't.
They don't.
And nor do I want them to.
No, you want them to call you Big Fudge, though.
No, that would be that's a Marshall Erickson thing for my mother.
I know, we've talked about it, and that's why you made the suggestion that you thought being called Big Fudge was cool.
Yeah, but I'm not a Big Fudge. No, thank you. I'm a Wild Turkey. Big anything. It just gets real condescending when you're a large person.
Well, it's better than calling you, like, Tiny Fudge.
And none of it's good. I prefer whatever the nickname is, sans a size descriptor.
Okay, Nikki Dubs it is. You got it. So the point being that I think a lot of people do have this kind of shrug emoji with Kevin Stefanski right now. I think there's a lot of people in the national media that favor Stefanski, as we talked about. And I think there are people on the complete other side of that as well, the way you'd find it on the other side of anything. But I think a lot of Browns fans right at this point, hey, show us that you can be something more than what we currently think you are. We're giving you that opportunity. You have four different quarterbacks to try to figure it all out. Show us something. But right now, I'm very close to Switzerland, and I'm very close to where I feel like you are as well, where it's more of a shrug emoji than it is anything. Like, in having a conversation with a buddy, could I possibly go to bat for Kevin Stefanski as a great head coach? No, I couldn't.
Could you go at bat against him, saying he's a horrible head coach?
No, I can't. I think that's why we fall in the middle. I think that's why in a lot of these discussions, and that's why a lot of the rankings, you see him right now in that 15 to 20 range, somewhere in that middle pack of NFL head coaches.
I've said earlier, Kevin Stefanski has already been given more head coaches than any coach I've ever seen in Cleveland, starting with the decision to move on from Baker and him clearly still having another level to get to in Tampa, including the Deshaun trade, including his record, which is now below 500, including kind of lack of development of players. That's all thrown on Andrew Berry, which I don't think it's just as simple as that, including coming off a 3-14 season. And I've wondered, is he going to get another pass for this season? And I absolutely think it's on the table. Like, listen, if you go back-to-back 3-14 seasons in the NFL, you should be fired. That's how this whole thing is. The NFL is set up so that you don't do that. And if you do, it's because of absolute bad job out of you-ism. And yet I think we're set up for Kevin Stefanski to have yet another pass.
I'll hate it if that happens. It's amazing how we're entering year six of Stefanski, and I feel like people are as confused about him as they've ever been. People can't make up their mind. People can't decide exactly what he is, and I don't know that we have more years and more evidence of somebody with less confusion than what we've seen with Kevin Stefanski in trying to decide exactly what people think he is.
And I think the concern for you and me both is, if you get through this year and you're 3-14 again, I don't know that I want to go through next year. Assuming you have the number one pick or the number two pick, you take a quarterback next year. I have no idea how after the first 6 years of this, if 3-14 or 4-13 or 5-12, whatever it is, I don't know how you look at Kevin and have full confidence that not only is this guy to pick the quarterback of the future, but then level him up to where he needs to be and develop him.
I can't. That's your answer. I can't have that confidence in Stefanski if he goes 3-14 again. There'll be no way that I could have the confidence within Stefanski in that. And I know some people look at it like, well, you know, if he was given the Packers situation and Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, he'd have much different results. Well, guess what? He didn't get that situation. He got the Browns job. And in the Browns job, you got to show that you can actually coach before then you get to an elevated spot, an elevated situation where you do have the quarterback and you do have some of the weapons. Like, I'm sorry, you had your golden opportunity, and the time that you've been here, you've had a decent enough team to show us that you can win consistently, and you haven't been able to do it.
I think, all right, so I agree with you. I do understand the catch 22 of if you brought him back and you've given him a pass for all that has come before.
I don't think they've actually given him a pass, by the way. I think the consensus around people and around the reporting right now is that he's gotten a pass and they're going to look towards the future, and they have just basically Men in Black erased what's happened in the previous 3 years. I'll believe that when I actually see it.
I mean, I think the fact he hasn't been fired, that's the pass.
No, because this can exist that you are the lame duck coach for this season and you get to go through the team that is 3 or 4 wins and stinks and goes to the bottom. Then you get fired and you bring in the big dog, the new head coach, so you don't set off the new head coach in a 3 or 4 win season, and then they get to draft the quarterback and go off to the races there. And that would be a situation where Stefanski does not get a pass in this. He just got to keep his job longer than, you know, a lot of people would have initially thought.
But I think the problem with that is if he gets a pass for Deshaun, if he gets a pass for Baker, if he gets a pass for many of the things, certainly the national media, and just by still having a job in some level you get a pass from, it's really tough for this to be the quarterback room we judge you off of. Even though I think Kevin has a hand in Kenny Pickett being here.
What would you smile big about for there?
No, I was just smiling.
Oh, favorite. I thought there was a take that you had that off of that you really, no, that was new or no, special to you.
No, I just think that's funny. Funny probably isn't the right word, but I just think it's interesting that you would be put through the ringer on the Deshaun thing, you'd be put through the ringer on the Baker thing, and you come out smelling like roses, and then it's like, hey, you went 3-14 with Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two rookie quarterbacks that were taken in the third and fifth round, and we can't abide by that.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the... maybe you lost me for a second there. So like,
I think I might have lost you for more than a couple seconds.
Well, I thought you were just going to pick up the ball and run with it, and then you just kind of waited on me. I guess I got confused there. So we can't judge him off this year?
No.
Or do you think it's funny that we would judge him off this year?
Yeah, I think you got away with murder, relatively speaking, in the NFL parlance of things, that any one of the things Kevin's been wrong about or involved in the organization
I got what you're saying. I'll take the murder a little bit further, right? Yes. It's like getting away with actual murder and then having the jaywalking ticket be the one that gets you put behind bars.
And then Al Capone getting busted for tax evasion.
Exactly. Okay. So there would be some humor attached to that, but I do think if you're going to be the quarterback whisperer at some point, and you're going to get credit for making all these other guys, Jacoby Brissett and all these other quarterbacks that people want to give you credit for, well, these are the most mediocre group of quarterbacks in a collective that you can imagine. Go make them good. Like, I'm sorry. Go make them be better than what we currently perceive them to be. And because of the volume of quarterbacks you have, If you can't get anything out of these guys, then I'm sorry. You're not the quarterback whisperer. You're just a guy that needs great quarterbacks to begin with to, in order to put together an offense.
Here's the problem is the rebuttal at the end of this season. And it might be the rebuttal from the Browns organization is we've never given him a proper quarterback to work with.
And I think the rebuttal from fans would be you had Baker and decided you wanted to go ahead and get more, and that didn't work out for you while Baker threw for a million yards last year and nearly 50 touchdowns.
Oh, no. We're in agreement that I think Kevin has been given passes that he doesn't believe. But, like, listen, if they're willing to give passes to this point, like, listen, you and I agree on this. I don't trust Stefanski with a new quarterback if you can't make something out of this year. And I don't trust Andrew Berry to pick the right one. So there's going to be an element of that hanging over this thing. But I can absolutely see a scenario in which Jimmy Haslam comes to court again with, hey, come on, I can't judge him off those quarterbacks, so we're just going to have to let him make this pick and hope we get it right.
But his thing is quarterbacks. That's the point here. His thing is, like, Mike Tomlin's thing is defense. So he always makes sure the defensive side of the ball shines. His thing is quarterbacks. And if he can't take through 6 years worth of quarterbacks and elevate any of them to a spot where he feels comfortable moving forward with them or getting the team where it needs to be, at some point I have to say you're never going to be able to do it. I can't give you another 6 years to try to figure that out and make sure that you accomplish it.
216-474-0092. Do you trust Stefanski and Berry with a rookie next year? That implies that this year doesn't go that great. Adam, Simon, you guys stick there. We'll get to you coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Is Kevin Stefanski having success with these quarterbacks, which likely takes you farther away from being able to take the quarterback you need?
Yeah, you see the conundrum we found ourselves in, huh? But I need to see it. I need to see Stefanski actually show me that he can do something with these quarterbacks. If everyone in the NFL as a head coach has something that they're uniquely great at, okay, or just not even uniquely great at. It's just a lot of people can be great with quarterbacks. If that's what it is, then I need to see it. Like, I'm sorry. I can't consider you some sort of great quarterback mind or awesome with quarterbacks when the only time you can actually have success is if you have one of the league's great quarterbacks. Like, it doesn't work that way. Mike Tomlin can win with any quarterback. Anyone can win with a great quarterback. You need to show me what you do that's special.
Adam in Lakewood, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. You guys are my heroes. I mean it.
We're sorry
your screener.
About that.
Your screener was polite because I got a Cavs take, a Stadium take, but he said stick to Stefanski. So that's what I'm going to do. I think Stefanski is a good coach, and in my point of view, he flashes as a great coach, and of course, he got us to the playoffs. With how many quarterbacks do we have that year? Nearly five, correct?
Yeah.
And I think the guy, I don't know what, maybe you would classify it or categorize it. He suffers through and cooperates, one, with Mr. Haslam's publicity stunts, and two, Mr. Berry's lack of talent.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So he cooks with the food that is given him, and these are the results we get. And this year is Super Bowl or bust. I'm not playing around. It's Mr. Flacco's team until it's Shador's. If they do anything aside from that, we're just going to mire in mediocrity and bad football again and again and again. What do you think?
Oh, we appreciate you as always. Super Bowl or bust, do you concur?
No, I don't concur. I concur.
Why do you not concur?
I think you know why I don't concur.
You're saying Mr. Flacco won't take us to...
Well, I liked how it was Super Bowl or bust, and it was like, it's Flacco's team until it's Shador's team, and that's the part of, like, could you imagine having that transition, like the handoff where Flacco, and then to Shador, and then the Super Bowl?
But
Flacco
totally makes sense.
Flacco had to win enough to begin with, though.
No, Flacco goes 8-2, he gets hurt, Shador takes over, goes 5-2, that puts you at 13-4, and if, I mean, when Shador, didn't know where you're going him? There.
Shaddat?
Shaddat. When Shador...
He's going to throw some Shaddats.
When he goes ahead and gets into the playoffs, you can't go back. You got momentum. And then...
Oh, Flacco gets healed in the time frame of this scenario as well.
And then you have like a Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady thing. But in this case, the coach chooses properly, which is Shador.
I think the coach chose properly in the other instance as well.
Did you see DraftKings... simulated, quote-unquote, Shador's
career.
They're
trolling everyone at that point, right? Like, is that what that is? That's for the Shahive, which maybe I should just be retweeting it. I'm not sure, but that was a classic, we're going to throw this out there, and it'll garner a lot of interest, and that's all that matters.
So you're saying that was clickbait?
Yes, that's the suggestion that I'm making.
So
yes.
You're suggesting that...
the good people at DraftKings would do that?
They didn't actually simulate that Shador would be a 7-time Pro Bowler?
They might have simulated it. I just don't know how many simulations they ran to get to that simulation.
I don't think they ran a simulation. I think they went to ChatGPT like I did like 6 months or 6 weeks ago.
ChatGPT, big fan of Shador, by the way. I mean, we've seen it. Everyone that suggests or asks ChatGPT what they think of Shador... loves Shador.
Do you know how I know that ChatGPT is a big fan of Shador?
Well, how's that?
Is that I asked them to run a simulation of Shador's career 6 weeks ago,
yeah,
and it came up with very, very similar things, which was not 62,000
years. Which is funny, because ChatGPT is supposed to like evolve as you keep moving, and like more information is supposed to help it out a little bit. All it keeps getting is that Shador is going to be a Hall of Famer.
That's it. You know what?
Not bad.
While we're on air here,
yeah,
can you simulate, here we go, Shador Sanders' NFL career for me? You ready for it?
I am ready for it.
Because this is going to be better.
Well, the only hard part about the one that DraftKings had was that they had Shador Sanders ending up with the Saints and then going to another team after that.
The Raiders.
Yeah, that wasn't enjoyable.
Well, this isn't... We
have like a Hall of Fame quarterback and he's there for 9 years and then goes to the Saints.
So
okay.
We didn't start out well. Because it said NFL career simulation 2026 to 2039, rookie season 2026, drafted round 2, pick 36 by the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, they got him redrafted.
Yeah.
Shador's back in the draft. He's redrafted.
And also, apparently, he's reunited with former Colorado wide receiver Travis Hunter, who was taken at 12th in the 2026.
Is your ChatGPT drunk?
You know what? Here's what we're going to do.
Did you get the dumbest ChatGPT we have? Is that what happened here?
Are you drunk?
Ask it.
I'm
asking. It might be able to tell you, give some
Let's
insight.
See. Ha ha. Fair question.
Very fair.
No drinks here, just data and imagination.
He imagined a whole new draft and a whole new team for both Shador and Travis Hunter.
That said, if that simulation came off too over the top or unrealistic, I can absolutely tone it down. That's not how I like my simulations.
They are. ChatGPT is a little too flexible when it comes to that. They just kind of are like, oh, so what do you want out there? And you just have to tell them and you go from there.
Just let me know what flavor you're after. Grounded, dramatic, comedic, tragic, or something totally different.
Well, you can just tell it. How do I get Shador Sanders into the Hall of Fame and what stats would he need? And then it'll give you all the stats that DraftKings put out there to go ahead and get a lot of internet currency.
How do I get Shador into the Pro Football
You're
Hall
right. it might have sidetracked and been like, he's already going to be in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Mm, you need a, oh, now, by the way, you need a blend of elite production, postseason success, longevity, and narrative. I like that. I like that ChatGPT knows narrative.
Was that a diss at Eli Manning?
It's a total diss at Eli Manning.
ChatGPT just going after Eli?
And honestly, probably a diss at Terrell Davis. He's in the NFL for 6 years. He had three great years. He's a running back.
You're basically describing Tony Boselli as well, by the way.
You ready for the elite career stats? 60-plus thousand passing yards, postseason resume, one Super Bowl win, or two-plus Super Bowl appearances. So does two-plus Super Bowl appearances equal one Super Bowl win? I believe that's what ChatGPT is saying. Accolades and recognition, three-plus Pro Bowls.
So by their metrics, Jalen Hurts is already a Hall of Famer. Two Super Bowl appearances, one Super Bowl win.
Who is that again?
Jalen Hurts.
He might actually be.
I don't think so.
I mean, he needs to start for like another 5 years.
I mean, he's only been in the league for 5 years.
Yeah, but maybe he starts for another 5 years because that's another thing that ChatGPT is saying here.
I like that he's already a Hall of Famer, but he's like barely on anyone's top 10 quarterback list right now. He's like 7 or 8.
8 to 10 years is a clear top 10 quarterback. Boom. He got half of that already.
No, I'm saying if you just go by the accomplishments, you just go by the Super Bowl appearances and then him being a Super Bowl champ, Jalen Hurts would meet the criteria for him, which is wild because he's been a 2-time Pro Bowler and that's it.
And now I got to ask it, what if Shador?
He's never thrown for more than 23 touchdowns in a season. He's never thrown for 4,000 yards in a season. Jalen Hurts, here's your gold jacket.
In the fifth round. I'm not trying to juxtapose this. Here we go. ChatGPT is a mess. 216-474-0092. Yeah. Do you trust Barry and Stefanski with a rookie quarterback next year? Is there anything either can do to earn your trust there, JP?
It's got to be something with these quarterbacks. Like, you got to find the one you love, and then I got to actually see that quarterback be something. I'm not saying they need to be a Pro Bowler themselves. They don't need to have the gaudiest of numbers, but I need to be able to look at them and say, if it's Kenny Pickett, let's just throw him out there. You are much better than I ever thought Kenny Pickett could be. Like, you're achieving something with Kenny Pickett. And I think that's what they have to show me. And that's what Stefanski in particular has to show me. If you're going to be special at something, I need to actually see you be special at it.
All right, so then I came back to ChatGPT and said, well, what if Shador was just drafted in the fifth round by the Browns? Resimulate. A 115-79 record, 56,000 passing yards, 372 touchdowns, 3 Pro Bowls, 1 win, 7 playoff wins. And it says fifth year of eligibility, Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the ChatGPT loves Shador Sanders.
All I had to do was prompt it 3 different times.
Hey, you never got negative stats.
That's true.
Where's the ones where that says he's just a flamed out, just awful quarterback?
When he was in Atlanta, he did well too.
Yeah, well,
with Travis Hunter.
He was a second round pick there, so it was a different story.
That's true. Totally different story. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, I think you can. I don't think there's anything that either member of the leadership group here can definitively do. But man, these rookies playing well this year would go a long way.
Well, so that's what Barry needs. Barry needs some of these draft picks to start to hit, and he's got enough of them out there that he should have. This should be the start, hopefully, if you're Andrew Barry, of it being like, yeah, he's not a dodo bird when it comes to drafting.
But when it comes to Stefanski. Is there some combination of Joe starts? The Browns look, again, the most competitive 3-14 team in the league. Get close to a positive diff. Joe gets benched at 1-11, and then we get six games of Shador or Dylan, and they look good, but they still lose. Does that do anything for you when it comes to Kevin?
If it's 1-11 and you get 5 games of Shador or Dylan, we got a problem.
Oh wait, 1-11. No,
I was kindly correcting your bad math while not actually directly correcting it, and then you try to correct mine. So here we are.
I deserve what I got. Daryl Ryder coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.